Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week's topic, I want to talk about healing. You know, the nastiness of the U.S. campaign is behind us. And what that means for me, selfishly, is I can enjoy football again without being disgusted by the commercials that come up for the political ads at every break. But more importantly, what really we can begin to do right now is heal. The first step in healing is to accept the outcome. So like it or not, Donald Trump was chosen through the electoral process. And Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States. And candidly, there's really nothing that any of us can do individually to stop that. Or even getting together at this moment, there's nothing that can be done. And so what we're seeing is people lashing out and violent protests and all the nasty comments on social media. And I just equate it as the young child having a tantrum because he doesn't want to go to preschool. He's going. There's no option. Your child has to go to school, right? And Trump is headed to the White House. And at this moment, there's nothing that we can do to change that. And so I think one of the things we just have to do is wrap our brains around the fact that, okay, this is the situation as it stands. And whether you like this guy or not, and, you know, truth be told, he wouldn't have been my first choice, but we're now in a position where there really is no alternative. It's happened. So the first step is just simply accepting the fact that life is what it is. And then from there, we can talk about some steps beyond that. But the first step in healing is acceptance. And I think that's one of the things that, as a country, the United States really has to focus on right now. And really what we're talking about is the people that were opposed to the person that was elected, right? That's really where the challenge comes in. And we're going to pick up from there tomorrow and talk about some other issues around healing, but I think the first step is literally just accepting what is. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And so what I'm asking you to do is just commit. Get here each day. And what I'm going to try to do for you is keep you on that path towards getting where you want to go in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to pick up where we left off. And I'm going to ask the question tomorrow, what if, even if you don't accept this Trump's ideals, what if he actually turns out to do a good job? And maybe being open to the possibility that that could actually happen. For today, I just want you to look at the first step. And the first step is accepting the outcome and moving towards the healing process. And we'll pick up from there tomorrow. If you want to go deeper on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.